Where there are layoffs and where there's hiring, some new data this morning. I'm David Brancaccio. The number of people signing up for unemployment compensation has risen in the last week, 744,000, at a time when forecasters had thought that number might drop with vaccinations and reopenings. So the headline figure moved the wrong way, but digging into the numbers, there are some hopeful signs. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the tax and consulting firm Grant Thornton. Good morning.
Good morning.
We all wish this number had gone the other way, but let's look under the hood. Do you see some signs of strength here still?
Yes, there is some signs of good news, and that is the special extensions for the pandemic. Those initial unemployment claims have been coming down quite dramatically, and that suggests that people who were on furlough are being called back off of furlough, which is good news, and also gig workers may be getting back to more full-time employment as well. It's not as rapid as we'd like, and that's the reality the Federal Reserve is also dealing with, is they're looking at these numbers and saying, you know, we're happy, but we're not going to pop champagne king corks and raise rates until we know employment has fully recovered from the pandemic and then some.
Yeah, indeed. Now, just so I understand better the special category, the federal government expanded who is eligible during pandemic, and it included, among others, gig economy workers, Uber drivers, and so forth.
Exactly. Many self-employed workers that would not have been covered had it not been for those expansions. And that was really important because many of those workers were very hard hit. To see those numbers come down, it does mean some healing in the economy, notably in the areas that were hit hardest. And that's what we need to continue seeing.
Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton. She's in the Chicago office there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
President Biden is counting on hiking the U.S. corporate tax rate to pay for his infrastructure proposals. Now we have details about what those tax hikes might look like. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Well, David, the task here is to raise $2.5 trillion, right, over 15 years to pay for all of this infrastructure spending that the White House wants. And we know the headline proposal, that's the corporate tax rate going up to 28%. But the Treasury Department now has released details of other ideas, too. Among them, to implement a minimum tax of 15% on income big corporations report to shareholders. Now, that's a big change because some multinationals use loopholes to report little tax income to the IRS. So this would mean they would report income to shareholders, and that's what would be used to tax them. Also, there's a push for a global minimum corporate tax to combat profit shifting. That idea got a boost from finance officials of the group of 20 top industrialized economies who say they want a deal in place by mid-year.
Now, that headline number you mentioned, a 28% corporate tax rate in the U.S., the president is signaling he might accept something lower?
He is, yes. The White House has gotten a lot of pushback from Republicans and business groups over that 28% figure. And here's what Biden said yesterday at the White House.
Democrats and Republicans will have ideas about what they like and what they don't like about our plan. That's a good thing. That's the American way. That's the way democracy works. Debate is welcome. Compromise is inevitable. Changes are certain.
And White House officials and business groups appear to be coalescing around another number, 25%. So that may be the compromise. At least for now, that's the number.
Nova, thanks. Forget Starbucks. I wonder how many Americans live within 5 miles of a Dollar General store. Think about that as we tell you that the government is considering using Dollar Generals to give COVID shots to boost vaccine access to vulnerable populations. By the way, the answer is 75% of those of us in the U.S. live 5 miles from a Dollar General. Marketplace's Scott Tong has more.
There are 17,000 plus Dollar General stores around the country, more than Starbucks, and they're spread far and wide, and that's good for vaccinating people. Here's CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky at a panel discussion last month.
We're exploring a promising collaboration with Dollar General stores, which have locations within 10 or 15 miles of our rural communities in all but 4 states.
Dollar General has nearly doubled its stores in the last decade, filling in gaps where there are no big box stores.
Dollar General describes their model as we go where other people ain't.
Yale economist Judy Chevalier says dollar stores are criticized for pushing out independent local grocers. But for COVID shots?
The fact that they're built out so extensively in low-income neighborhoods is precisely what makes them valuable for giving people convenient access to vaccines.
In a new paper, she finds that 60% of low-income Americans would live within a mile of a COVID vaccine if Dollar General participated. But there would be rural challenges, like finding health professionals to give shots, says Joni Perkins, an executive at North Sunflower Medical Center in Ruleville, Mississippi.
You've got a healthcare professional staffing issue, the HIPAA privacy issues. They've got to have good broadband internet connectivity because those all have to be reported through the state level registries.
And then there's vaccine hesitancy. Liz Hamill, who directs public opinion surveys at the Kaiser Family Foundation, says more rural respondents say they would definitely decline a vaccine than others.
That's 20% in rural areas compared to closer to 10% in urban and suburban areas. But that still leaves about 80% who either want to get it right away or are at least somewhat open.
We asked the CDC for an update on a potential partnership with Dollar General. They didn't get back to us before deadline. Dollar General said in a statement that specific details about a federal vaccine collaboration will be provided once finalized. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.